In this week's market update, tensions rise on a variety of fronts for investors as Donald Trump cranks up his anti-Iran rhetoric, even as he tightens the trade squeeze on China. Big election results arrive in Australia, Europe, and India. The Fed reports on its latest meeting, and earnings season draws to a close. The US president is multitasking this week. Not content with taking the trade fight to China, he's simultaneously threatening Iran with military action. Investors are watching both situations closely as each has the power to move markets. On trade, technology stocks were volatile this week after mixed messages from the White House over controversial Chinese smartphone and tech group Huawei. First, they took a pounding after the US government's decision to add the company to a list of 44 Chinese entities deemed to pose a significant risk to US national security. That ruling meant that US groups were obliged to secure a license to trade with Huawei, and Google quickly moved to comply by suspending the delivery of key software, including its Android operating system. Tech stocks bounced back yesterday, however, after Donald Trump offered a three-month reprieve to the sector in a bid to manage the fallout from the new restrictions. It's unclear what the outcome of this week's confusing string of announcements will be, but it does suggest that technology is becoming the focal point of the ongoing trade spat between the US and China. Analysts said the latest developments were effectively the start of a technology cold war. Meanwhile, the White House intensified pressure on Iran after seeming to back down on the threat of a Middle East war last week. Washington has announced military deployments to the region, while Tehran has said it will no longer comply with key parts of the 2015 nuclear deal, which the US has backed away from, but other Western countries are standing by. Donald Trump has previously shied away from conflict in the Middle East, being very cautious of involvement in Syria, for example, but he's surrounded himself by notable military hawks like National Security Advisor John Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Bolton, in particular, is reported to be obsessed with Iran, and he has form in the region. He was accused of ensuring that intelligence could be used to justify the Iraq invasion in 2003. At the same time, alleged sabotage attacks have been made on oil tankers flying under the Saudi flag, while oil pumping stations used by the kingdom to avoid using the narrow Straits of Hormuz were hit by a drone attack. According to data from Lloyd's List, around a third of the oil transported in ocean-going oil tankers passes through the straits that lie between Iran and the United Arab Emirates. Fears that global oil supplies could be hit by rising tensions in the Middle East have seen the oil price rise to levels last seen in 2014, other than for a brief period above $80 last year. Brent crude is currently trading at just over $72. Elsewhere, politics is top of the agenda, with results due or already in for elections in Europe, India, and Australia. The election down under delivered the first positive surprise for markets, with the victory for Australia's ruling Conservative Party boosting bank shares and pushing the stock market to an 11-year high as investors anticipated a pro-business administration and an end to recent political instability. At the end of the week, results are due in the European parliamentary elections, which are expected to deliver significant gains for a clutch of far-right Eurosceptic parties in countries from Hungary to France, Italy, and of course, Britain. The Euro elections are being treated by many here as a kind of second referendum on Brexit, with voters expected to give the two main UK parties a drubbing, giving their votes instead to either the Brexit Party, led by Nigel Farage, or one of a handful of pro-Europe parties that favour remaining in the EU. Of these, the biggest beneficiary looks like being the Liberal Democrats, who are benefiting from having a clear and consistent message on Europe at a time when the major parties are divided. The market impact of the European elections may not be dramatic in the UK, where the chaos of Brexit is hardly news. Elsewhere in Europe, the potential for swing in sentiment is greater. Italy in particular is in focus because La Liga, led by Matteo Salvini, is openly threatening to undermine EU budget restrictions in a populist push for votes. In the UK, the impact of political uncertainty, the future of Prime Minister Theresa May in particular, is being felt in the currency market. The pound is trading below $1.28, its lowest level this year, and heading back towards the lowest levels reached since the EU referendum in June 2016. The final important election this week is in India, where a six-week extended vote involving an electorate of 900 million people draws to a close. Results are expected on Thursday, but the markets are already placing bets on the outcome, with exit polls since the weekend pointing to the likelihood of a renewed mandate for BJP leader Narendra Modi. He swept to power 5 years ago on an anti-corruption economic growth ticket, the second part of which he has failed to decisively deliver. India desperately needs millions of new jobs to be created each year to satisfy the high numbers of ambitious graduates and others who join the workforce annually. In the past couple of years, however, unemployment has been rising, with a particular problem among women where participation in the labour market is low by international standards. As well as the economic factors, however, Modi has counted on his brand of strongman, identity-focused politics, and so far that approach seems to have paid off. The polls are pointing to another 5 years in charge for Modi, with a parliamentary majority for the BJP. The markets have welcomed that news, with the biggest rise in the Bombay Stock Exchange's Sensex index for several years, up almost 4% on Monday, as investors bet that Modi will bring political continuity and business-friendly reforms. The rupee also strengthened by more than 1% to 69.5 rupees to the dollar. Back in the US, the end of the first quarter earnings season is now in sight, with a flurry of retail sector results due this week from the likes of Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, and JCPenney. With more than 90% of S&P 500 companies having now reported their figures for the first 3 months of the year, around three quarters of them have delivered better than expected profits. However, it's not all good news. Around 80% of companies have also issued negative earnings guidance for the second quarter. That compares with a five-year average of 70%. The final big event this week will be the publication of minutes from the recent Federal Reserve rate-setting meeting, at which the Fed left rates unchanged as expected. The Fed is waiting to see what happens in the US economy, with its chairman Jay Powell repeatedly stressing that he sees recent weakness in inflation as being transitory. Investors who had been hoping for a rate cut this year were disappointed by these comments, believing they point to rates remaining on hold for longer than expected. The role of the Fed is crucial as the US-China trade war rumbles on with no solution apparently imminent. In the fourth quarter of last year, the combination of trade tensions and a tightening bias at the Fed spooked investors. So far this year, easier monetary policy has offset the trade fears. If earnings slow as the year progresses, it remains to be seen whether the Fed can hold the line for markets.
Please be aware the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may not get back what you invest. This information does not constitute investment advice and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision, nor should it be treated as a recommendation for any investment. Investors should also note that the views expressed may longer be current and may have already been acted upon. Reference to specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Fidelity Personal Investing does not give personal recommendations. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to an authorised financial advisor. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. It is meant for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. Issued by Financial Administration Services Limited, authorised and regulated in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority. Fidelity, Fidelity International, the Fidelity International logo and F symbol are trademarks of FIL Limited.